الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Getting on with some of the reasons, ulama have explained why difficulties and hardships come upon us, and in there also these are the mercies of Allah Ta'ala and the kindness and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Though outwardly it appears to be a hardship and some difficulty. One of it is that when there is a possibility of pride coming in a person, or pride has come in a person, then Allah Ta'ala causes some problem to come. So that with that, that pride can go away. Like for example, a person is to make shukr to the limit that it is shukr, it's alright. When it goes beyond that limit, then it becomes pride. One place Allah Ta'ala says with regard to the ni'mat of the Qur'an Sharif, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. By the ni'mat of the Qur'an Sharif, express your joy, your happiness. That is shukr. And another place Allah says, لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Do not become, yeah, it is arrogance, pride. So the shukr, and it's a very fine line, that of Allah's ni'mat we make shukr, tahdith and ni'mat, that Allah's ni'mat that we speak about them, we make shukr. But we can easily cross the line and now we are boasting that I've got this, I've got that, whatever it might be. It happens right across our dini matters and our dunya's matters also. Dini matters, for example, a person is a very good seasoned hafiz, jayyid hafiz. But now that pride comes into a person and he finds that right in the first line he's making a mistake. When he's reading Taraweeh, where he least expected, he's getting stuck, and sometimes so stuck as though he never learned that ayat before also. He just can't get the next word. He can't get the next word. He's just completely stuck. This is because of that some pride that comes into a person. So Allah wants to remove it. And this pride is either from within oneself, or it may be from other people also. Maulana Ahmed Ali Lahori, Rahmatullah Ali, was an orator of fame, great, great orator, and great ruhaniyat also. Great, great. If we speak on that, we won't finish that subject. What a great. On one occasion, when he said to make bayan, he just couldn't, not a word was coming out. Why? Because his brothers who were there, they were praising him. So it can come from the other people also. Just like it, perhaps it's a bit difficult for us to understand that somebody else praises us, etc., and it has an effect on us. Mothers of the past, when they used to wash their children, dress them in the morning, then they used to put a black spot on them. They look so nice, but just to make them, to distract attention of the people, of their beauty, etc. They should do intentionally something, that they put some spot on them, something to distract the attention. And today when we have become, what we say in Urdu and Gujarati, bahut halke hoke, that we are very superficial in everything. So we want to show more the beauty, especially our little girls, 4, 5 years, 7, 8 year old girl. We dress her in such a way and that to draw attraction. And then we hear of terrible cases of what happened. Whereas a person of deep understanding, even slight understanding, will not, especially if they're going out in public places, won't let them dress like that. Won't they make them up like that. In order to safeguard them permanently, they will rather just keep them very simple. And that is the basic thing for woman also, for man also. The more we dress up, the more we present ourselves, the more problems we face. One time, we were in the Markaz in Nizamuddin, and some great alim had come, and Hazratji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they were having some discussion. In that discussion, Hazratji said, that make lot of dua for me, that now I have become a target. That is, when it comes in the Hadith Sharif, the subject Hazrat was explaining, that when fingers are lifted and they point towards you, and both negative and positive way, fingers are pointed at a person. And when it's in the positive way, it's more dangerous than the negative also. Negative, people speak that this is a bad person, he's like this, they're pointing towards you, you did that. That harm is not as much as when fingers are pointed to you and praises towards you. When that will happen, then a person, especially a person with shallow understanding, is very shallow, it just goes to his head. That really I am like that, how people are telling me. And that is extremely dangerous for a person. It can be temporary damage that is caused, it could be permanent damage also. When this goes to the head of a person, that really I am like this. And today, unfortunately, we are so weak. Somebody just tell us, make dua for us. We think, really, I'm a pious person. That people are asking me for duas. I'm really somebody. Somebody just has to sarcastically also pass a remark that, mashallah, your bayan, your reading, your akhlaq, etc. And we get taken away by that. And in that, if that person is the favorite of Allah, one way of remedying it, which is a common way, Allah will bring some problem in his life. And if he is a person of understanding, he will remedy and correct himself. He won't, first of all, he won't let it go to his head. If it did go, Allah Ta'ala will make it, that it will be removed. And just that somebody else, they do something else, how can that affect us? That is just like jadu also. Somebody else is making jadu, but it affects a person also. And in that also, Allah has been so kind that everything to protect ourselves from jadu and worse things than jadu, we have been taught our duas. If we are regular with our morning, evening duas, we make effort on our iman and yaqeen. Inshallah, no jadu can affect a person, and no matter what people plan and plot against you, you don't need security also. Allah Ta'ala will protect you. And we see that clearly, which we all can understand, that when we go to the toilet is a place of dirt and filth. All the time there is urine, stool there, even if we flush it, the effects of it is there. So it is a place where the evil jinnat abound. And a person has no choice, but he has to go to the toilet. It is that place which Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali Gangoi, used to say, it is that jail for which there is no bail. You can't say, I'll put bail and I won't go to the toilet, I won't go. And it isn't that you can send somebody else in your place. That I'm very busy now, won't you go to the toilet for me? Whether you're the king, whether you're the king of the awliya, whoever you are, but you'll have to go to the toilet. And it is of a necessity also, and it is a place where the evil jinnat also abound. And it is a place where you're going to expose yourself, and they can cause the greatest harm to you. But we have been taught such a perfect deen. We should really appreciate our deen. The dua that we read before. First, Bismillah is also narrated. And then, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. That will be the protection. Now, though you'll have to lower your garments, which you won't do anywhere else, just in your private with your wife, husband, etc. But otherwise, you won't. But yeah, you have to lower your garments. And then, in that, your protection is there. Though you are so vulnerable, but just the one dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is complete protection. But again, there also we should see how many of us are negligent of that dua. Many times it happens that we don't make the dua. When simple duas like Bismillah before eating, we are neglectful. After eating, Alhamdulillah, just even Alhamdulillah. Otherwise, the dua, Alhamdulillah, illadhi asamana. All of us can check for ourselves and see how neglectful we are. We are very neglectful. So this is very important that when we go to the toilet, when we come out again to read the dua again, Bismillah, and then make Allah shukr. Alhamdulillah, illadhi adhaba anni al-adha wa'afan. Allah remove this physical dirt and filth. And at the same time also Allah protected us from the evils of jinnat. A person who just comes in the chakkar of a jinn, that poor person's life is gone. Not his life, the whole family's life is gone, miserable. So we should be very careful. And at the same time also, we should also, it's become very common also, jadu in various other forms, all are also very common. And common in good and righteous people, animas, etc. This is also all the different types of therapies. And this mostly with this Kabbalah of the Jews and this evil. Just now it has got Islamic flavor on it. They give it an Islamic name and they just put it as though it is from Islam. But it is also unfortunately catching on a lot because it's a big money-making thing also. And it is a big record that is carrying on. And some places it is very, very much. So we should be very careful. So anyway, when Allah wants to protect a person, then when this pride comes in a person from yourself, or whether it comes from an outside source, parents, for example, with regard to their children, many parents also boasting about their children. My child is like this, my child is like that. And moreover, mothers. And then that also causes the jealousy of people. The jealousy, Allahu Akbar. Quran Sharif teaches us that we should protect ourselves. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And Allah reward our ulama, how they have explained that not you are not asking protection from the jealous person, but from the shir of the jealous person, the harm that he will cause you. A jealous person, if a person, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allah increase his position all the time, should say, if nobody is jealous on you, that is the worst day in your life. That is, you are worse than a donkey or worse than a wall. Nobody will praise a wall. A wall is a dead thing. A donkey, nobody will praise a donkey. So if you've got no good qualities in you, nobody will praise you. Nobody will be jealous of you. But if you got good qualities, then people will be jealous. So the jealous people will be there. And the jealous person usually, Maulana Siddiq Sabhanvi Rahmatullah Ali, beautiful ashar of his, that the person who is jealous, he will burn in his jealousy. But it won't harm you if you take your protection. So what we have to ask protection from the harm of the jealous person. Let the whole world be jealous of you. They won't be able to harm you. We ask protection وَمِن شَرِّ مِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. The hasid, the person who is who is jealous, when he does his jealousy, he exposes, he wants to harm you. And the harm of that, we seek protection from that. One famous dua of Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, aur har hasid ke hasad se hame bachayo, har fitin ke fitne se hame bachayo. The people who make fitna, they are always there, full, more than enough people in the world to make fitna, more than enough people to who are jealous. But just like when we go to the toilet and we got no choice there, we have to go, and we got no choice but to lower our garments. Nobody can relieve himself with his garments on. That is some mojaza or some karamat of his, that he with his clothes on and they don't become napak and he really. You have to expose yourself there. But what the deen we have been given, that there also our protection is there. And more than the physical harm, the harm of these evil jinnat. And they can cause you great harm. Allah give us tawfiq that we make the niyat of sunnah, the actual is sunnah, when we go to the toilet, and this also has got great effect. Like today, nobody can deny the radiation of the cell phone, of the microwave, all these things radiation. There is radiation of all our actions also. Entering the toilet with the left foot is absolutely essential. The harm that it can cause if we enter with the right leg, if we leave with the left foot, all this will cause us also harm. Our deen, and today, that is their work. Scientists research on this. And they find that what the effect of all this is on the person. But we don't need all this research. We have been led directly to the result. We don't, the dasturkhan is ready with biryani and roast and whatever. We don't have to go and grow a fowl and slaughter it and bring it and a sheep and cut it. It's ready for us. For us, without knowing all this research, and even without knowing the benefits of what scientists are saying of every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by practicing on it, we are getting the full benefit. Just by practicing without knowing all those things. And they, unfortunately, whole life is only in research. And they don't, even Muslim scientists and Muslim doctors speaking about all the benefits of the sunnah, but with suit and tie, no topi, no beard. So they speak of the finer benefits of sunnah, and the outward apparent sunnah also not. And every sunnah, whether it's a topi, whether it's a beard, anything has got great, great benefits for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes brings these conditions because of our the pride that could come. When Allah wants to save you, before that pride became apparent, you exposed, you showed that pride, Allah saves you. Or it has been shown and Allah brings these conditions so that you can repair, you can correct yourself, you can take away the harm that has come, and better to save yourself from the harm before it comes. So this is also one reason why some difficulties and hardships come. And it is also Allah's mercy that the bigger problem, the spiritual problem, Allah brings that problem outwardly. Some difficulty comes, you fell down, you got hurt, or whatever. Your car you are so proud about, now it got scratched, it got a dent, etc. You got saved from major things. So Allah Ta'ala brings these. And if it is worse also, you can meet up with such an accident, even mort can come. Okay? And in that also, the mort also comes, like with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in all the jihad expeditions, that mort came, but it brought shahadat. Outwardly it seemed a great harm, but what it brought was, you can't measure the benefits of it. And what great benefits of the akhirah and the mort of shahadat they got. So Allah Ta'ala brings outward conditions like this to correct ourselves and the beloved ones of Allah. Also we should remember one very important thing. This world is basically not the place of the results. Results are akhirah. This is Darul Amal and that is Darul Jaza. We do good deeds and all that. Really, it shouldn't be for the benefits of this dunya. It is for akhirah. And the harm and guna, many people do so much wrong, no harm comes to them in their life. Because this is not the place for it. And that famous little to understand this, that one person, Allah asked Malak al-Mawt, that were you ever like surprised at when you had to take the ruh of any person? So he said two occasions. One was the occasion of a wali of Allah, who was a genuine, sincere, maqbool, accepted wali of Allah Ta'ala. When his dying time came, he wanted to drink water. And water was by his head side. And he could take the glass and drink it. He had still the ability, the strength. He was physically fit also. But as he stretched out, he bumped the glass and the glass fell down. And he died without drinking a simple, common commodity like water. That also he was surprised, deprived. So I was surprised at that. And the other time was when a kafir, a non-believer, and a sinner, out and out a sinner, when his mort came, he desired to eat a particular type of fish. And that was not in the place where he lived in the water, but very far away, some distant place in the world. That fish is found there. And Allah made the system that fish was caught. That fish was transported, it was cooked, he ate it, and after that he died. So for a non-believer, enemy of Allah, so much all this intizam. And for a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, and a common thing like water which was right by him, he did not get it. So Allah explained that wali of mine, there was still one guna left on him. And to punish him in the akhirah, that punishment is too severe. So I gave, by just little difficulty, I made that guna of his maaf. Now he has come to me pure and clean. And now he will just enjoy. And all the world's enjoyments put together from the beginning of the world till the end, it cannot compare with the enjoyments of akhirah. And all the difficulties of the world, it cannot compare with the difficulties of the akhirah. So he had a small little difficulty, and there he gets saved completely, and he gets all my ni'mat. And that non-believer, the non-believers also do good deeds, charitable work they do, they show kindness to somebody, they help out somebody, and Allah rewards for that also. But for them, the reward is in this dunya. Allah gives it to them here. Akhirat, there is no reward. So that non-believer, he had done some good deed, which I had to pay him, and there is no recompense, and no payment for them in the akhirat. So I gave him his return, yeah, he got the fish which he wanted. And Allah is 100% just and fair. Allah treats everyone justly. And above just, being just and fair, whom Allah wants to, he favors. That is the choice of Allah Ta'ala. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, that a person hired 2 people to work, 20 people to work. He told them, this is your work, all of them same work, same amount of wages. When he pays them, if he wants to, he can give anyone more. Now another one complains, you gave him more, give me also more. He says, how much I agree, didn't I give you that? You got your share, the fair, that is being fair. Now if I want to, I can give anyone I want to, it's my choice. I want to give him more, I want to give that person more. That's the choice of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala gives. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala save us from any type of this pride, from when it's from ourselves and from outside, even all the jadu. We don't have to be worried so much. Today we are more worried people are jealous of us. We are more worried people are making jadu on us. And we don't pay attention to us taking our protection. And our full protection has been given indeed. The ayat, Ayatul Kursi, the 3 quls, all these things are protection. So many other ayats of the Quran Sharif, clear protection. In the hadith we have been given our protection. And nothing can be greater than this. But if we use it, we will be protected. We are more worried about the people who are making the jadu, people who are jealous of us, people who want to harm us. Just like, instead of making dua, we are more busy making bad dua nowadays. Whereas we should be making dua, even for the zalim, the one who is doing wrong. Even all the people who are in jail who have done wrong, and rightfully they are behind bars. But we make dua, Allah give them sa'adat of tawbah, that they make tawbah. And those that they have wronged, we ask Allah, you pay them from your side. Your treasures are unlimited, your kindness, your generosity, your jood, your karam, your hilam, your quality of Rahman, your quality of Rahim are all unlimited. Everyone that has been wronged, you pay them full and set free those people who have done wrong. And let them make tawbah, give them the honor of tawbah. Tawbah is a great honor from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the system of Allah Ta'ala also. And Allah reward our buzurg that how they have explained to us and how they have taught us our deen. As far as making our rozas valuable, and what is a roza? We explained very, very briefly, very little, roza of the eyes also. And roza of the eyes, that we don't, commonly we take it, looking at haram, which we mean, looking at woman, other woman that we are not allowed to look at. Whether it is physically, we're looking at woman, or whether it is on the phone, we're looking at all haram there. Then second is, that we don't look at the lifestyle of other people, and we don't like cherish and appreciate the haram, every lifestyle besides Islam's lifestyle. Islam is not an Indian lifestyle. It's not an Arab lifestyle. It's not a Malaysian lifestyle. It's not an African lifestyle. Islam is the lifestyle of the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And everything different from that. Whether it is our own culture, Indian culture, Arab culture, whatever other culture, that is not what it is. Islam is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah has given us that perfect. But today, and we have been forbidden to look at any other lifestyle besides that. Whether it is of our forefathers, if they were on the right path, then the Quran says follow the forefathers who are on the right path. But when they are on the wrong path, then we just, because they are our forefathers, and because what they taught us, we must do that. For example, in our Indian culture, a boy comes to propose, we want such a boy that can walk in from the front door and walk out the back door. In other words, no parda, mixes with everyone, familiar, and talks freely with everyone. That's not Islamic culture. Totally against Islam. Many things which we have got, which is our Indian culture, we should be able to make out the difference of our own culture, Indian culture, or any other culture, and what is the Islamic culture. And this is very important, that famous instance of that person who was fighting on the battlefield, and he had killed so many kuffar also, and so bravely and valiantly he was fighting. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, anyone wants to see a person of Jahannam, look at this person. It couldn't be comprehended by anyone. Afterwards, he killed so many people and all. Then he himself said that I fought not for Allah, not for Islam, but for my community, my people I fought. I fought for my... So patriotism, to fight for your country, for your community. I'm an Indian, so I will fight for Indians. I'm a black, I will fight for the black. I'm a white, I will fight for the white. That is also totally against Islam. And that person wasn't a Muslim. He didn't fight for Islam. And he committed suicide then. Yeah? So this is, that it must be solely for the pleasure. So our culture also, everything, what is purely, and we have to, somebody points out, we are guilty ourselves. We have been grown up, we don't realize. And here also, Allah Ta'ala reward our asatiza who taught us, our mashayikh who purified and showed us the wrong things. But still we might be so much involved in things which we don't realize, which is our culture. And we give, if that culture is according to Islam, alhamdulillah, marhaba, no problem. But where it is little different from Islam, we have to shun that culture. And not just because now it's our Indian culture we're going to do this. It's our white culture, it's our black culture. No, we have to see what Islam and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether it's your very good friend also, Allahu Akbar. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he was a very good friend with one very great muhaddith, Yahya ibn Ma'in. And Yahya ibn Ma'in one day made like a joke, I eat anyone's food. Even if shaitan gives me food, I'll eat. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal refused to eat, to have friendship with him. He says, how can you? What a great person. So whether it's your best friend also, if it is something against deen, there we draw the line. But today we will, deeny matters, that you must accommodate, that you must compromise on. But on your deen, it's your dunya's matter. So much so, our deen teaches us, it's your blood brother. So much so, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the battle, his father told him that I saw you, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and I could have taken your life, but understanding you as my child, I spared you. He said that if I saw you and I had the chance, you being my father, I should not spare you. So Islam is the criteria for us. Not our blood relations, so close blood relations, whether it's husband and wife, whether it is parents and children, Islam is the criteria. And if we do it on any other source, then it is rejected by Allah Ta'ala. So with our eyes, we shouldn't be looking at the other cultures and that also. And not to look down upon other people also. Then with that roza of the tongue, that we don't speak bad about any person. Anger we spoke about mainly. But included in that all, backbiting, slandering, rumor mongering, and this has all become so common, and we don't think about it also. So that also we should, our tongue also. Then roza of the ears also we should keep. Roza of the ears, and that is a bit more difficult. The tongue, as we had explained, Allah put it between the two lips. If you just keep your lips closed, then you can't speak a word. Then Allah put the tongue between all the teeth. Then Allah put it between the two jaws. And everything is controlled by the brain. Even what you want to speak is controlled by the brain. So Allah put so many safety measures to control it. But the ear is open. The only way you can close it, you take your fingers and you put them in. Though it's not 100%, but to quite an extent, you can cut out the sound from outside. So the roza of the ears. And what is roza of the ears? Which also we are guilty of not keeping this roza. And that is listening to music, for example. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, I have been sent in the world to destroy, to break all musical instruments. And today we have got bayan with music there behind. We have got nasheed with musical sounds. And Quran Sharif also, and a little sound of some type of music, and we only get enjoyment when that music is there. Just the plain bayan, it doesn't seem to give us enjoyment. So we should keep that roza. And again, the roza is to stay this waqfa-e tarbiyat, this period of reformation. In that period, even permissible things we must stay away. Then we will be able to stay away from the haram. So during this period, especially the Ramadan, for all the Muslims in the world, if we take more care, and Allah has made it, and we witness it openly, that in Ramadan, all those gunas that were committed openly out of Ramadan are not committed. Even the worst sinners, they also have some restriction they put on themselves. Though they will commit still sin, they might not even keep roza, but the month of Ramadan Allah has made. So this shows that if we just try and really take from this month, we can take a lot from this month. This month is just has come to give us, not to make life difficult. The month of Ramadan is that gift that has come to just give us. So the roza of the tongue also, then roza of the ears also. That even permissible things, like just to talk somebody, how are you, anything which is permissible, try and avoid it. By the barakat of that, Allah will save us from haram, listening to haram. Anything that has got a musical tone in it, we should check our phones also. How many times this happens that good people, knowledgeable people, pious people, the phone, a musical tone. And when we say this year, you can tell some people, you have that relation, they say, the children, you know, the phone is lying, they just change it. To put the blame on, and all the time you were listening, and this musical sound, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that music is the stepping stone to zina. When you listen to music, your emotions are all made up, that then you will go into the stepping stone. And this music, Hazrat used to say, that we think you just listen, one little music, you walk past the shop, you are at a green, a red light, the car next to you, they playing music, you can't help it, you are listening, but it's got an effect on you. Until we don't wash away that effect, make tawbah, istighfar, close the windows, try our best, and it is nothing of stupidity or backwardness that actually you put your fingers in your ears. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the marketplace, music was playing, he actually put his fingers. He didn't think people will think me, I'm Amirul Mu'mineen, and what am I doing putting fingers in my ears? Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was at Karachi airport, and he was on his wheelchair. And he would, the wheelchair was such a way that the passengers of a plane came and they were all walking past, in which they are all, the woman also. And when you're going on an air travel, people dress up also, women also dress up. Hazrat said, turn my wheelchair, let it face the wall. And I'll look at the wall, I'm happy. People will also, what's wrong with this man, looking at the wall. But the person wants to save his iman, he won't feel anything in that. He will feel it is honor to save his iman. So our ears, so Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, our Shaykh used to say, that just like a fly, it comes when we are eating and there are things, sweet things, fly comes, it just takes a little bit and goes away. Soon it will take so much, every time little, that it can open a hotel also now. A restaurant, so much it has taken. And it will take more and more that it will open a motel also. So much it will take. So this little music that falls in the ear, and even the sound of a female, which is permissible, which is under circumstances, khair mahram, you had to speak. On the phone you spoke, you had to speak, but it's having an effect on you. Until we don't wash away that effect will be there. Whether we realize it or not, we don't realize it when our hearts are black already. Then we can speak to all the women in the world, joke with them, flirt with them, anything, and we feel there is no effect on it. Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that people say that these Maulvis, looking at women has a big effect on them. We speak with the woman whole day in the offices, we are talking, and we don't feel nothing happens to us. So Hazrat just says, take the trousers to the laboratories and have it, analyzed. And you will see, then you will see. And a person, if they don't feel anything, then it is, they should question themselves whether they are men. Because if butter doesn't melt in front of fire, then that is not butter. It must be something else. So if a man doesn't feel anything when he's in contact with other women, then he's not a man, he's something else. Eh? Whether you like that something else or you don't like it, but then that if the cap fits, you'll have to wear the cap. The title fits you. So these things do have an effect. If we don't feel it, we are not men, or it is that our hearts are gone so black that we don't feel anything. And from this daily, at least once a day, even half a minute, few seconds, make tawbah to Allah for all my gunas of the day. And then see that you'll start feeling it now. Now you will feel that even who it is permissible to talk to also, whether it is even close family people who are not your mahrams, and you are allowed to talk, but you'll be careful there also. Shaitan, our Shaykh, Allah reward him tremendously, had explained that when the electricity department are doing some maintenance work, then they send a notice. They should be sending a notice that from this time to this time there won't be power. But treat the wires as light. Anytime the power can come, they may be just testing in between also. So we also, we don't know what who, your own daughter, your own mother, your own sister, and just unfortunately also is very common now, and it's regarded as culture that we must greet hands. In fact, one lady, distant family, saw a dream that her father passed away now, but he was very particular that when you meet one another, you must meet with both hands. Make salam. Even all, the whole family, males, females, all. Then in a dream, she saw that he had something in his right hand, and he only gave a finger on that also, not properly, to make the salam. So the indication was clear that he's saying that now, don't make the salam. What I was teaching about our Indian culture or whatever culture, that you must make salam with both hands, hold the hands, etc. That don't do that now. So Allah Ta'ala save us from all this. So anyway, the gunas of the ears are also plenty. Whether it is the music, backbiting, slandering, rumor mongering, and the ear Allah has made it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, if you turn your head on the side, you'll see it's like a funnel. It's like this, it's a funnel like, and Allah made it such that sounds 360 degrees, they are all come and they filter. Like in a funnel, if the mouth of the bottle is small, you use a funnel with a big mouth. And then you easily pour what you want to and it goes. So this also, it takes all the sounds. And then it goes in. Whether it is the sounds of music, the sound of other women talking, anything, and it all goes in. And then it said, go in the details of it, how it goes into the brain, how the brain, I'm talking now, I'm the first one to hear my own voice. All are hearing also. And it isn't the ear that is hearing, it is the brain that decides how that brain is working, that all, you're saying the word people, P-E-O-P-L-E, each alphabet, how it has deciphered and what. I don't think there can be that measurement of time, that how fast is the brain is working as I'm speaking, as we are listening, it's working it out that what is being said. And not only that, the brain is also working out lot of other things. So how many of us with a critical brain, and we are analyzing it also. Why is he saying this? Why did he say that? How many things? What's the brain Allah has given us? So anyway, Allah's Qudrat is also very great. And his brain, the roza, not to speak, not to listen, to try permissible things also. With our friends, eating time. At the time after Isha, when we're having our little savouries and that, at any and all times, they try not to listen to anyone. Permissible, what are necessary things? Quran Sharif, Azan we hear, and then reply to the Azan. That also, if in the month of Ramadan we are here, we are in the masjid, all the time we are present with the Azan, and if we are not replying to the Azan, it's a great weakness. And this month which is offering everything, what are we taking then? So, and bayans which are taking place, the kitab readings, all the programs, 11 o'clock, whole day, from Alhamdulillah, Fajr to Isha, programs are taking place. We are reading Quran, and when we are reading also, if we're not disturbing anyone, try and read with a little sound. So that with our tongue we are reading, and with our ears we are listening. That hearing of the Quran Sharif, just like listening to any other woman's voice, music has got a, Quran also has definitely got a great, great effect on a person. So try to hear it also. If we are humbrowing one another, also with keenness, and enjoy listening to the Quran Sharif, enjoy reading the Quran Sharif, it is a great, great ni'mat of Allah which Allah has given us. So the roza of the ears, with all its details, Allah put it in our hearts. It, nothing can be explained fully, but Allah put it in our hearts, and we keep roza. And if a person doesn't hear wrong things, don't see wrong, don't talk wrong, don't hear wrong, and you'll be right all the time. And if we hear all the wrong, we're going to be wrong also. So Allah give us tawfiq and guide us and make this Ramadan the month of our islah and our nisbat. Allah, well, if we are pure, Allah will become to us. Allah will make us real. We just have to purify ourselves. And there can't be a better time to purify ourselves for the whole ummah. And for us who are here in the masjid, we have come for that purpose. There can't be a better time that we purify ourselves. Allah give us all.